from one election season to another. Later this morning, Philadelphia's city controller will announce she's running for re-election. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
Christie Brady became city controller after winning a special election when Rebecca Reinhart resigned to run for mayor. Brady said she wants to stay in the job, especially now she's worked her way up to the top spot after 30 years in the controller's office.
When I first became acting controller, I wasn't going to run right away. I just wanted to fix a few things in the office, but I began to love it, and I realized that I can do this. It was never something that I thought that I would ever run for. I thought I would retire as a deputy.
Brady points to helping to fix the Election Day payroll as one of her accomplishments during her short time on the job.
By pulling together different offices in the city, including city commissioner's office, the finance department, treasurer, and the Office of Innovation and Technology. And as a result of getting all of these offices together, we were able to work together and get poll workers paid within 2 weeks when the process was taking up to 2 months.
So far, she will be the only announced candidate in the race. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The U.S. Supreme Court's decision in the city of Grants Pass versus Johnson has complicated the fight to stop the clearing of a homeless encampment near us in Pottstown. Legal Aid of Southeastern Pennsylvania participated in a case in 2023 against the borough's efforts to dissolve an encampment on public property near the Schuylkill River. A federal judge handed down an injunction and saved the encampment, but the June Supreme Court decision nullified it, giving Pottstown the green light to continue its plans. Legal Aid staff attorney Charles Burroughs cannot say for sure how many sweeps Pottstown has carried out since then, but he's certain the borough has resumed doing them.
Grants Pass did really change the way that we look at this work and how we approach it, but that doesn't mean it's ended either. We do still have ongoing litigation with Pottstown.
Pottstown did not immediately respond to a request for comment about how many sweeps the borough has conducted on public property in recent months. The Philadelphia Eagles have won 9 straight games. They are 11-2 this season. Following Sunday's win over the Panthers, the team's running back Saquon Barkley has just broken the team's rushing record, so there's a lot to be grateful for. Coach Nick Sirianni told the team after yesterday's game to celebrate that, but then get to work and build a better team.
Every one of us is hungry to win, but are you hungry, and I know this team is, are you hungry to do the things that winning requires?
Audio courtesy of the Eagles on YouTube. The Eagles host the 10-3 Steelers this coming Sunday in a battle of the Pennsylvania teams. Also in sports, the 76ers, they had a win over the Bulls, 108-100. Utah beat the Flyers 4-2. And our forecast for Philadelphia will have periods of rain today, probably starting after 11 a.m., with a high of 50 degrees.